Welcome to DDT, Danny's Dance Talk, where we will be talking about everything dance. We will be talking to dancers, dance mom and dads. We'll talk about dance drama, the financial responsibilities. We'll talk to dance owners, judges, your dance experiences, and more. So let's talk dance. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to DDT. I am so glad you're joining me. I know it's been a while, and I apologize for the long delay in releasing an episode. Dance competition season, it just kicks my butt, as I'm sure it does for all of you that have dancers as well. And not to mention, I am also in my dance picture season. For those that don't know, I do photography and I'm a dance photographer, so I travel to a lot of dance studios and I'm trying to do all of this at the same time. So I do apologize we didn't get one released. And I did want to have someone here today to kind of shoot the breeze with me about today's topic, which is going to be the food at competitions, but that just wasn't able to happen. And I do promise that Melanie will be back. Yes, we are still friends. Yes, she is still my monthly expert. But like I said, things have been crazy. And I know she had a ton of sickness in her family and has been traveling because she is a national adjudicator judge. And I've had sickness in my family as well. So you know what? Life happens. And that's fine. But she will be back. We do have topics to discuss. And it is, you know, planned, as well as I have other guests lined up as well. And if you want to be a guest, I'm still happy to have you as a guest. And if I've talked to you before about being a guest and just haven't gotten to you, like I said, this is just a crazy time of year for all of us, dance people. So bear with me and I will have you on. But today, I want to talk about the food at competitions. It is lacking. Yes, I said lacking. I have been in the dance competition world for over 24 years. And when my girls were little, I remember there being better food choices. Not perfect, not the best. But I do remember places like, you know, Cafe Rio or Costa Vida or Chick-fil-A, places like that with options being offered out in the hall. And you just don't see that right now. And I appreciate people like Randy, who owns Hustle Dance Events. She is a newer dance competition. And she told me she is doing everything possible to improve the eating situation. We're there from 6 a.m. till 11 p.m., a lot of us that have dancers that dance all throughout the entire day or have multiple dancers, which is a long time to be there. Not only for the dancers who need that nutrition, who need the energy to perform, but us parents who don't want to sit there and get hangry all day. This last weekend, I had the free breakfast hotel at 6 a.m., went to the competition, didn't get home and didn't eat till 10:30 that evening. And I mean, could I have left? Yeah, but the seating in those places are ridiculous. I wasn't about to lose my seat. You guys know how I am with that. And I just don't want to lose parking either. So the only options for people like me and that are there all day and the dancers is whatever the venue that we're having the competition at is offering. And a lot of times it's either zero, nothing, because, and let me clarify that it's not always the dance competition's fault. The venues that these are held at have specific rules as far as food. And believe me, I get it. They want to keep their auditoriums clean. I like to keep myself clean. I like to keep my stuff clean as well. So I understand that. But you need to have other ways and options for your guest to be fed. whether that be food trucks. I know Randy said that she's just got a bunch of food trucks lined up. And there was, I put a post on my group Facebook page, which, by the way, if you have not joined, please join us. My Facebook group is called Competitive Dance Chat. And it's owned by Danielle Goff Christiansen. That's me. And it is a private group because we have a bunch of people that were getting on, putting sale ads. You know how that Facebook stuff works. So I wanted to keep our community in there safe. I want our dancers' pictures safe. If people feel like they want to post costumes or their dancers or things like that, I just want a nice, safe place for all of us to communicate, to, you know, say, ask questions to each other, like, what hair glue do you use? What this? And I just feel like that wasn't possible having the group public. But please find us. Please answer all of the questions. There's more questions than just, do you intend on following the rules? You just have to scroll down to get to those other questions. And I will make sure to approve you. I will warn you, I do check out your profile. I just want to make sure that you're a legit person and not someone with five friends that is just trying to get in all the groups. So, yes, join us. Please join us. I would love to have as much and as many people on there as possible so that we can all give each other advice. But back to what I was saying is I asked everybody on there about their feelings and thoughts about the competition food situation, and everyone's in agreement that it's lacking and it's not good at all. So I had several people that commented on my post, and I just wanted to, you know, kind of call them out a little bit and talk about what kind of things they said that they're doing for their kids. And if I say your names wrong, I apologize. I am not the best with, you know, looking at names and knowing how to pronounce them. But I said, what do you guys want to see? And for me, it was healthier options. I see the judges getting so well taken care of at these competitions. They're getting brought in Jimmy John's healthy sub sandwiches. The teachers, the dance teachers and directors have a room with food for them. And that is great. These people work hard. I am not in any way saying they're not deserving of this. I'm just saying that the parents and the dancers are just as deserving to have a healthy option, in my opinion, and in a lot of other people's opinions as well. And I think this needs to be more available to us. Like I said, we're there long hours, and these poor dancers, they're the ones that need the energy. They're the ones that need that protein and, you know, stuff to keep them going throughout the day. Lidi Romano said she wants to see salads and fruits offered. And that was, you know, a lot of people's opinions on that. Danielle Esquivias told me that she went to Showstoppers once and they had Disney Mickey Mouse pretzels, which was super fun. And yeah, that's, I mean, pretzels is better than nachos and pizza and stuff like that. But even more, we can step it up even more than that. She was also telling me, because I was talking about how my son is so picky with food. And if he has, if I bring a bag of apples, of sliced apples, and they're all browning, I mean, they even have to have just a teeny spot, he will not eat them at all. And she was telling me that if you soak them in salt water first and then rinse them, the apples won't brown. So I'm super excited to try that trick and see if he'll eat those apples. So thank you, Daniela, for that. Michelle Hartman says she will pre-make her breakfast sandwiches. And she brings a snack bin for the car. So whether it be a little snack carton or a cooler with stuff in it. And she keeps it in her car. And it's filled with like pasta dishes, boiled eggs, cut up cheese and pepperoni slices. There's crackers in there. There's everything healthy you can think of so that when the kids get hungry, all they need to do is run to the car and grab a snack. Now, sometimes in these situations, our cars are way, way far away, and that's not a possibility, especially during quick changes and stuff, which is why it would be so awesome if the venues that these dance competitions are hiring to have their competition at would really be accommodating and maybe even just have a cafeteria open or a room for specifically for eating and food. That is what needs to happen. There was one mom, Jocelyn McCoon, who was telling us that, and she's a nutritionalist, so a nutritional coach. So, of course, you know, she's got it all put together. But she makes a printed timeline for when the kids are to eat and what they're to eat at what times. So that was awesome. Kudos to her. That way they can manage their energy levels. Melissa Marie does the same thing, kind of. And Danielle Lowry? Sorry, I probably mispronounced that. But she does protein shakes. She will pre-make protein shakes and bring those to competition. Emily Smith was saying that she has a team sign up for a food grazing table that keeps everyone filled and happy all day long. Now, that's amazing. I do that for the parties at the studio. Like, we'll have a sign-up sheet and parents will sign up for things to bring. And that way we have a wide variety of items. That's amazing for a competition. However, then you come into the problem of where are you going to set this table? Is there room for it? Because most of the time there's not even room for the dancers' bags and things like that. So really this is going to be dependent on the venue and what is being offered as far as places for that. But that's a fantastic idea. I love that idea. I was talking to a friend, Jen Stapley, who will bring a, and lots of people do this actually, it was widespread there, bring a crock pot, a mini crock pot and a waffle iron to the competitions, to the hotels. Please check your hotel rules. I will not say to go against hotel rules right here on the air, so I don't want to be responsible for that, but lots of people have told me that this is what they're doing. They're bringing waffle irons to, the hotel, plugging them in, making a nice big waffle breakfast and or lunch, dinner. Waffles are good at any time of the day. And also making crock pot meals. She was also telling me that she does a lot of walking tacos, which I must be sheltered because I had no idea what she was talking about. And then she told me what it was, you know, you can pre-make some hamburger meat. Some people even bring actual little stoves to the hotel rooms and cook things on there. But most people will pre-make the hamburger meat. Most hotel rooms will have a microwave and you can heat that up. And you just dump that meat into a bag of Dorito chips or corn chips, whatever you prefer, and put in a bunch of fixings, you know, some shredded lettuce, whatever you want to put in there, and eat it right out of the bag with a fork. And I was like, geez, that's genius. Like, I don't know why I'm probably stupid. It's probably been going on forever and I just didn't know about it. But that was awesome. She was also telling me how when she used to judge, they had a baked potato bar. And oh my gosh, would I love to see a baked potato bar. I love baked potatoes with all the fixings. Oh, that would be so amazing. That would be awesome. Shannon Tyman said she was at a competition once that had a food truck outside. And she said there were no less than 20 people lined up continuously throughout the whole day. So I don't think it would be hard for a competition to find a food truck that would be willing to come there because they're going to make bank. I am telling you, that is the smartest decision a food truck company could ever make. And I think it would be really, really dumb choice of a venue not to allow that. Food truck options would be great, especially like smoothie ones, things like that with healthier options. That would be great. And like designating a place to eat, a cafeteria outside. I know people are willing to do these things if they can get some healthier options for their kids. A lot of people will just cook things in their crock pot all day long in their hotel room. But sometimes we're only there for a day. Okay? And I realize that at least at the school competitions, I mean, there's a few I've been to where the cheerleaders and the drill team are the one in charge of selling the food because it is a fundraiser for them, which is great, good for them. But they choose things like nachos and pizza, and I know why they choose them. It's cheap. It's cheap to buy a bunch of chips and cheese and then sell them for a profit, as well as pizza slices. But it would be a very, very smart option for them to think about healthier options that may be cost effective to them as well, to serve these dancers. It's just not right to have, you know, all these great choices for the teachers, directors, and not our poor little dancers and the poor little dancer parents like me. I get hangry. I mean, at this last competition, I was snappy. I'm going to admit it. It was not fun. I had a migraine all day. I hadn't eaten all day. And I wasn't about to get up and leave my seat. And my husband didn't want to lose his parking spot because there was a zillion people there. So that's just something to think about. If you have or own a competition, please keep in mind the parents and the dancers. Okay, I think it's fabulous that you take care of your judges. They work hard. They need it. They're there long hours. But a lot of us are there the same amount of hours as them and would love to not be an afterthought at things like this. And I just think it's so important for my dancer to be able to be healthy, keep their bones nice and strong, keep their energy up. And that's just not a possibility with the things that are offered right now. It's really kind of sad, to be honest. And it's not just me. It is, you know, hundreds of parents commented on, we need better food. We need better food at these events. And I realize it's the venues most of the time, but if you can even talk to your venues and say, listen, this is the situation we have, can you at least find us one small area where this can be allowed? I get, like I said, wanting to keep the auditorium clean. And people are so disrespectful nowadays. I can't even believe it. The amount of disrespectful people in this world right now just kills me. As far as throwing, you know, grabbing people's things and throwing it somewhere, or getting up during a dance like we talked about in our episode about being courteous and things. And just things like that, small things, like spilling a drink and not cleaning it up. You're not supposed to have food in the auditorium, but yet you sit here and snack on some popcorn and there's popcorn kernels all over the ground. No wonder they don't want food in there. If people were respectful and cleaned up their mess, this wouldn't be a problem. But I just would hate to see some of these people's houses. If they treat other people's things like this, like I try to be even cleaner in venues than I am in my own house, because I wouldn't want that in my house. So that's just a little bit of, things we would like to see as parents, as dancers, to have a really great competition and a healthy competition. Again, I'm sorry that it took so long to get this podcast up, and I hope I can be on a better schedule next time And I hope you guys can maybe think of some great ideas for you and your family to keep you healthy at these things. And I hope you all are having a fantastic dance competition season. It's going really well for us. We're doing great. And I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.